How many humans took part in this attack? He asked.
Numbers not known with accuracy.
Roughly, how many?
Not more than 40.
40 people did all this? Ariadne muttered.
Razor waved her quiet.
Did they use a kind of white fire?
White fire, yes. Not true fire. Elemental fire. Tyraska have not been told of human elemental ability before. Many times witness delusion of form on attacking humans. Elemental, changes of color and shape confused soldier caste. Some amok humans stole Tyraska hunter caste form. Much damage before repelled.
On behalf of the LDC, I apologize profusely.
What use apology? Why not told of human elemental ability? Breeder Ambassador Famry, assigned to Confederation Assembly, will be informed. Denouncement of humans in Assembly. Tyraska would never have joined Confederation if had known.
I'm sorry, but these humans have been taken over by an invading force. We don't normally possess this ability. It's as foreign to us as it is to you.
Lalon Development Company must remove all elemental humans from planet. Tyraska will not inhabit same planet.
We'd love to, but right now it's all we can do just to stay alive. These elemental humans now control the entire Julif Basin. We need somewhere to stay until a starship can lift us off and we can inform the Confederation what is happening.
Starship battle in orbit this day. Double sun in sky, no starships left.
One is coming back for us.
When?
In a few days.
Does starship have the power to kill elemental cloud?
Tyraska scared of cloud over rivers. We cannot defeat it.
No, Razor said forlornly. The starship can't kill the cloud.
Especially if Sean Wallace is telling the truth. The thought was one he had been firmly suppressing. The implications were too frightening. Just how would we actually go about fighting them? The Tyraska let out a clamorous hoot, almost a wail.
Cloud will come here! Cloud will devour us, readers, children, vassals, all.
You could leave, Kelly said. Keep ahead of the cloud.
Nowhere is ahead of the cloud for long.
What are you doing here? She asked, raising her arm to point at the park, the congregation of readers.
What is that structure you have built?
We are not strong. We have no elementals among us. Only one can now save us from elemental humans. We call to our sleeping god. We show our belief by our homage. We call and call, but the sleeping god does not yet awake.
I didn't know you had a god. The family of Cyrus AFL is a custodian of the memory from the days of voyage on flagship Tanjunik RI. He shared the memory with us all after attack by elemental humans. Now we are united in prayer. The sleeping god is our hope for salvation from elemental humans. We build its idol to show our faith.
This is it? She asked. This is what the sleeping god looks like?
Yes, this is the memory of shape. This is our sleeping god.
You mean the Tyraska on the Tanjunik RI actually saw a god?
No, another flagship passed the sleeping god, not Tanjunik RI.
The sleeping god was in space, then.
Why you want to know?
I want to know if the sleeping god can save us from the elementals, she said smoothly. Or will it only help Tyraska?
Christ, this was beautiful, the story to end all stories. Human, dead, and secrets the Tyraska had kept since before Earth's Ice Age. How long had their ark ships been in flight? Thousands of years, at least.
It will help us because we ask.
Roboto, why you said?
Do your legends specifically say it will return to save you?
Not legend,
the breeder hooted angrily.
Truth. Humans have legends, human lie. Human become elemental. The sleeping god is stronger than your race, stronger than all living things.
Why do you call it sleeping?
Tyraska say what is. Humans lie.
So it was sleeping when your flagship found it?
Yes.
Then how do you know it is strong enough to ward off the elementals?
Kelly, Razor said with edgy vexation,
"Wabato, why are you hooted again?" The soldiers shifted restlessly in response, eyes boring into the obsessed reporter.